Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, you know what? Over the past couple of decades or so, U.S. animal protein exports have nearly tripled, growing from $7.4 billion to nearly $21 billion. Now, that growth, they say, is largely the result of successful industry marketing programs as well as some very shrewd government trade negotiations. And today, those exports account for 10 to 30% of U.S. animal protein production, of course, depending on what industry segment you're talking about. According to a new report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange, trade policy remains a vital component to building consistent and reliable export markets, and the U.S. needs to be at the negotiating table as those new trade developments unfold. Brian Ernest, the lead animal protein economist at Cobank, says continued diversification of markets and products is critical for a vibrant U.S. protein export trade. Now, since 2000, the share of U.S. meat and poultry volume exported has increased from roughly 6% to over 13%, which, of course, all equates to some very good news for livestock producers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.